Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of a town called the Fort. Events that take place in the Fort are not suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do is already dead. He's already dead. Oh, already dead.
Here we are. Test. Test.
So it, records our voices. What is it exactly?
Right.
I mean, what do you call it?
A wire recorder. Or did you mean this specific make and model?
No, I've never seen one before. Feels like we barely just got the radio. Now anyone can just go and record themselves.
Yes, incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is something.
I'd just like to close the door. We don't want to be interrupted, do we?
Just a moment, Avery.
Dr. Avery, actually.
Oh, my apologies. I wasn't aware we were calling psychiatrists doctors now. Practitioners of some sort, certainly. But doctor... I had no idea...
Yes, well, we were just about to conduct a session. If you'd like to remove your foot, please. I'd like to close the door so we aren't disturbed.
Oh, I won't disturb you.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try again. This time with more concise dictation for you. I won't disturb you.
This is a private session. I can't allow you to be in here.
If I'm not mistaken, you can't allow me to be in here unless Mr. Franklin says so.
I'd really rather...
Perfect! There you have it. I shall sit in and be a silent observer.
Now, as we get started, I'd just like you, Mr. Franklin, to state for the record, with your own words, it is all right for Mother Agnes Agatha Cyprian to be a third-party observer on the psychiatric session.
Yeah, I guess. I suppose it's fine.
Right then, let's begin. My name is Dr. Avery. I am here currently at Riverside Sanatorium, located in the fort, by request of the facility's administration. My inquiry today, and the purpose of this psychological evaluation, is to determine the nature of the night terrors suffered by Garrett Franklin and its connection to the trauma he endured due to his mother and father's participation in the... I'm sorry, Mr. Franklin. What did they call it? It seems to have slipped my mind.
The Lidless Congregation.
Excuse me? No, I'm not here to talk about that. I just want to find out why I'm sleepwalking.
For the record, and for all those who come after me to review this session for legal or academic reasoning, I will state that my expertise is in the seemingly spontaneous nature of anomalous cults, their indoctrination methods, and the origin of their mythology. My credentials can be requested per individual inquiry through the Canadian Psychological Association and can be verified by mail or telegram by each academic institution mentioned therein. I am currently sitting across from one Garrett Franklin, a victim of the Lidless Congregation, who is here of his own free will to undergo an evaluation of his mental state. His physical description is thus: 5'10", with tan skin and a strong chin. Garrett is of a lean build, a working man's frame, and has well-worn, thick hands, despite his profession being... I'm sorry. Could you state for the record your profession?
It would be easiest to say that I'm a historian. I work for the Fort Historical Society.
Would you prefer if I called you Mr. Franklin or Garrett?
Either is fine.
All right, then. Mr. Franklin, tell me about the Lidless Congregation.
What does that have to do with sleepwalking?
Everything, Mr. Franklin. It has everything to do with your night terrors and your sleepwalking. Without addressing the past, we cannot go forward and remedy the maladies which affect your sleep.
I don't really know what to say about all that, if I'm being honest. It happened. My parents were a part of it. Beyond that, I have no idea. I've asked. No one will tell me. I've searched for any accounts, but there were no survivors. There was no official account of the incident, and so I only know what I can piece together based on memory and what little whispers I hear when folks think I'm not listening.
That must be frustrating.
It was. I mean, it is. But it doesn't make me as angry as it once did. You learn to accept not knowing on some level.
But you haven't accepted it, have you?
Well, I'll keep looking for answers, but it doesn't consume me like it once did.
It doesn't?
No. No, it doesn't. Not anymore.
Tell me how you came to work for the Fort Historical Society, then.
It had nothing to do with my parents. Well, it did, but it doesn't any longer.
Then why continue?
Why not continue? I guess it comes down to that.
Oh, how interesting.
Not really.
I wonder why change your name?
I didn't.
Your last name.
It was my mother's maiden name.
So, why change it?
I felt respectful to my mother's uncle who took me in after the fact.
But you didn't live with him long, and you were already of age. You only stayed with him a short while. You didn't feel this was disrespectful to your father. Perhaps it was a way of distancing yourself from the influence you felt he had in him and your mother both joining the Lidless congregation.
That's not true.
Seems odd, though, doesn't it? Quite drastic.
It's hardly drastic to change a last name.
Maybe that's how you've rationalized it. But it seems all you've done in life is run away from that past while also seeking out the truth of it.
Perhaps we can change the subject and figure out how to stop me from waking up in the middle of the woods at night.
We can't solve one without exploring the other.
I'm sorry, but if all you want to talk about is my mother and father, I'd rather just strap myself to the bed each night. Thank you, but I think I'll just see myself out.
Sit down now, Mr. Franklin.
Excuse me?
I said sit down now, like a good little boy, and mind your manners.
You can't talk to me like that.
Hell yes, I can. If you insist on being petulant, I will treat you as such. Dr. Avery here is trying to seek out why it is you suffer from night terrors. And why it is you walk about in your sleep. Oh, you've spent a lifetime seeking answers, and lie as you do, you are unwilling to be forthright with yourself. You are afraid to admit that even now, all these years after Reverend Albert led the Lidless congregation out into the woods, where their bodies were found, all their eyelids ripped from their faces, their eyeballs plucked from their heads, you still seek answers no matter how many times you are told no.
Of course, I'm still trying to figure out why they did it. It just isn't all I think about anymore.
Oh, is that what it is? You want to know why your parents abandoned you, betrayed you.
They didn't betray me.
Well, isn't it though? They chose whatever sick delusion they indulged themselves in over their own son. Isn't that abandonment and betrayal?
Jesus Christ. No, I don't even know that they did. Who's to say they went willingly?
Oh, is it then the unknowing? Not as to what they worshipped, but to whether or not they truly left you. And if they did, what could be so grand as to drag them away from you and out of your life?
You're just talking in circles now.
And you're just walking in circles like you have been your whole life.
Oh, God. All right, listen. My parents had a good life. Not an easy life, but a good life. I don't know why they would leave. Or how they would be inducted or indoctrinated or whatever you call it. I refuse to believe they went willingly. But maybe that's because I don't know what they're walking towards. Maybe they figured it out.
Figured what out?
I don't know. Everything?
I want you to do something for me.
What now?
Say their names.
Why?
Go on. Out loud now. You love them. You wanted to find out what happened to them. You took a job to find hidden truths in hope of finding those answers. But yet, you changed your last name to distance yourself from them in a town where everyone already knows who you are.
You know who my parents were.
Oh, of course I do. But you might have forgotten. I want you to say their names.
John and Mary Kingsley.
Was that so hard? And for your information, they joined willingly.
Excuse me?
John and Mary Kingsley, your parents, they joined willingly.
How would you know that for certain?
Well, if truth be told, Reverend Albert, as much as it pains me to say this out loud, was like a son to me. And so I kept a very watchful eye.
Why? Why haven't you ever come forward?
Because I know little else. Only that all those who he led followed willingly. He did not seek them out. They were searching for something missing in their lives. Like all people do at a certain age, I suppose.
But you could have put this information forward so that their family, so that I could have known for certain. So I could get some sort of closure.
I don't think what I've given you is closure at all. Not one bit. It is but another sniff. Another scented trail to follow through the woods and far away from the path you should be walking. You are a rabid dog. A little beast in man's skin. There is hunger in you. I see it in your eyes. Tell me, what do you dream of when you find yourself out in the woods? Once you wake, what sends you away from the safety of your bed?
I don't remember.
Oh, yes, you do. What is it?
I hear a screaming from outside.
You hear a scream. And does it startle you?
No, not exactly.
Tell me what you feel.
Like I want to know who's screaming.
To what end?
To find them.
But why?
To silence them, so I can sleep.
How? Tell me how.
By ripping their vocal cords from their throat.
Oh, there he is. That little beast inside you. Him behind your manners and humanity.
No, I can't believe I just said that. That's not the only dream I have. I have others, more normal. Dreams that aren't so violent. I've only had that dream once.
You can relax. We have no interest in an involuntary hold.
Okay, good.
Now tell me, how does one rip out another person's throat?
Pardon?
In your dream, how did you wish to rip their throat?
With my, with my teeth, I suppose.
Ah, just there, I saw it. You clenched your jaw. Do you know why? It was as you said it just now. You clenched your jaw. As if you wished to bite me. Tell me, Mr. Franklin, do you want to rip out my throat?
No. Are you crazy?
Are you hungry, Mr. Franklin?
It's like I want to grind my teeth to dust. Like my teeth want to tear through something. Like I want to feel the sinew floss my teeth and slip my gums. I want blood. I want to watch whatever it is bleed. I want to smell the copper. Oh my God. What the hell is wrong with me?
Oh, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. I believe, as I'm sure Dr. Avery would agree, that you've misplaced your hunger for the truth surrounding your parents' death and have supplanted that in your subconscious mind. And now your dreaming mind has rationalized it in a more primal sense, that the hunger you feel must be insatiable. And like a predator, you need to hunt and eat, and only that will satisfy the thirst.
God, I'm gonna hate myself. Why me? Why am I like this?
Well, your self-pity does little good. Just rest easy. Your night terrors and sleepwalking bouts are only your mind willing your body to act out the actions of this hunt as a form of catharsis.
Well, how do I make it stop?
Oh, you begin by no longer resisting. Just let it have its way with you. Let your dreams take you where they may.
I'm afraid that I'll
actually eat someone. Doubtful, but always possible. I say we end the session for today and come back to this next week. Let you come to terms with what has been spoken. Perhaps you will allow your mind the catharsis it needs. What do you say, Garrett?
Yeah, yeah.
End session.
This episode was written, directed, and narrated by Cole Weavers. Sound production and editing by Harlan Guthrie, with mixing and mastering by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. This episode featured Harlan Guthrie as Garrett Franklin, and Cole Weavers as Mother Cyprian and Dr. Avery. To find more information, or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website at thetownwhispers.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Town Whispers. Join us on Discord by clicking the link in the description below. Visit us on Facebook or email us at thetownwhispers@pulpaudio.ca. The Town Whispers is a serialized horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio, distributed by Callum Doherty of the Rusty Quill Network, and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfed. What I'm supposed to do, he's already dead. He's already dead. He's
tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.